Yes, thank you. Thanks for the introduction, and thanks again to the organizers for the invitation to speak. So what I want to talk about is the cohomology. Some Shimura varieties, and someone to be more specific, the unitary group Shimura varieties. And in order to avoid some analytic problems and also some geometric problems, we assume that they are compact. And so we want to do this at places where we know the local Langlands correspondence, and that's somehow what I denote by a split place, so that this unitary group is locally GLN. That's how we want to not only concentrate at the unramified places, but also want to obtain information at the ramified places. And so this is joint work with Sugawa-Shin. Okay, let me first sort of state the results. Statement of results. So let me take G over Q, a unitary similarity group. Associated to some CM field F over its totally real subfield F plus. And so we assume that the Shimura varieties are compact, so equivalently we assume that G is anisotropic modulo the center. And some of the aim is to verify the greatest generality as great generality as possible, some of the conjectural description of the cohomology of Shimura varieties as explained in the first talk by Emerton. So we let this be the associated tower of Shimura varieties. So this little was the reflex field E. And let me introduce some coefficients. So we fix an irreducible algebraic representation psi of G. And so it's defined over some number field. And then we get some xi, some L eddic local system on this tower of Shimura varieties. From the crypt with Hecker actions, etc. Okay. So we get the cohomology groups depending on psi. So these are direct limit over all k of the tall cohomology groups. These guys tended up to q bar and coefficients in our psi. So we consider this as a virtual representation of the Gavra group and of the finite adult of G. And some what we want to do is we want to so we want to somehow in order to describe the Galois actions, it's enough to do this locally at each prime. So we fix some prime P different from L. And we assume that at this prime, somehow we know the local Langlands correspondence. So more precisely, we assume that locally at P, this unitary group is a product of weight restrictions of general linear groups. So in particular, this means that all primes of F plus split in this CM extension F. And so this implies that the local Langlands correspondence for GQP is known. all primes of S plus above T, sorry, yes. Sure. the local Langmuir correspondence for GQP is known. So because if it's known for some groups, then it's easy to deduce it for the weight restriction. But note that we will not assume that this group is unramified. So we are really dealing here with Shimura varieties, which do not have a smooth model even if you put a maximal compact level structure at that place. Okay? And the first theorem is the following. From the first theorem, we assume that G is associated to a division algebra over F. So for example, there's this finite place where this group G will basically be the group of units of a division algebra. So this case has the following. So first of all, it guarantees that the Shimura variety is compact, but secondly, it implies that endoscopy will not occur in some sense. So centralizer groups that Emerson talked about, they are all trivial in this case. And what we get is the following description of the cohomology as a representation, I should say, that I fix a prime of the Riffex field above this prime P. So we restrict to the action on this local way group, and we would like to write just to find the delta here, but in fact we have to sort of restrict to some compact open subgroup, maximal compact open subgroup of G of GP here. But then as a virtual representation, this can be written as a sum over irreducible representations of G of AF of some integer which is roughly related to the multiplicity of this automorphic form. So if you tensor with some pi infinity and then take the multiplicity in the discrete spectrum, and pi f, and then it's paired up with some Galois representation, and this Galois representation really is what you think it is. So you take your Langmuir parameter, which you have associated to pi p, and restrict it to the local Weyl group, and compose with representation R mu. And maybe there's a twist by half the dimension of the Shimura variety. So recall that some So recall that the phi p will be a Weyl de Lune, so a local L parameter, which is basically a map from the Weyl de Lune group, and I restrict this in some way to the local Weyl group. So this maps to the L group of G, and if I restrict here to this and sort of map to the L group of EV, base change sort of, so with meaning that I only take sort of the direct semi-direct product of the dual group with a smaller Weyl group. Then, as Emerson explained, there's this representation R mu to some GLN, and that's the representation you get up there. Yes, sure. Let me just correct it here. Okay, so you really see that all local places you only get the expected description of the cohomology. So, some of our many isotropic components, I guess this was known before, and also at almost all unramified places it was known, but some of our results, which were at all ramified places simultaneously for all representations which show up, is probably not known. So, an immediate corollary of this result is that one can, in fact, compute the Also we see the function at this place, at least almost. So let K be some compact open subgroup. It's sufficiently small so that I don't have to talk about any kind of stacks. Then the semi-simple local factor of the Hasse-Weil zeta function of the Shimura variety, the function of S, is the product over these automorphic representations of automorphic L functions with some multiplicities. So here it's written A of pi f times the dimension of the fixed vectors. Okay. So unfortunately we have to use the semi-simple L function because we do not identify the monotony operator, so not identify the monotony operator. We do not prove the weight monotomy conjecture. So this means that we cannot erase this superscript semi-simple. So there is some other version of the usual local factors which sort of ignores the monotomy operator. But say if your variety really has good reduction, then this would give the expected result. Okay. And so some of this dimension shift here comes from the fact that I had to do a trade with stuff there. It's the same shift for everybody, yes. So somehow, if you have a discrete series which is sort of not tempered, then this really might mean that it splits up as L functions from smaller groups which are sort of with different shifts, but yeah. And the second theorem is that assuming now that G is quasi-split at all finite places, so that endoscopy occurs, as in Shin's talk, and furthermore, that we assume that we under somewhat favorable conditions, so that some trace from your arguments go through, and so there are additional complications in this case. But we can check. So if the pi f isotypic components are correct for both stable and endoscopic representations. So. Can check pi f isotypic components are correct for both stable and endoscopic. Or I should really say also parameters or something, but whatever. So this reproves sort of the facts about the cohomology of Shimura varieties that were used in Shin's talk. Cohomology of both on G and on pi f. So basically, for example, pi f is assumed to be unramified at all places where G is a unitary group, and so on and so forth. Okay, and so what's the strategy of the proof? If you want to extend the method laid out by Kotwitz and Ann Arbor, one exactly follows his footsteps. But somehow to the case of bad reduction, so which we are interested in here. Somehow using the same ideas as the ones explained yesterday. So the first step somehow was to define these test functions that appear that you have to insert into the trace formula in order to get the correct results. So the first step is sort of the definition of the test functions. Sort of in general. General PA data. So let me fix local PAL data. You have some semi-simple algebra over QP with an involution on it. Then you have some VP order in there. Then you have some vector space on which B acts, equipped with a Hermitian form. And I guess you have some co-character mu. And we assume that, in fact, this order OB is just a product of matrix algebras over extensions. Where Fi over QP are certain extensions, possibly ramified. Okay. So what we get from this is a group G over ZP. And I should say we assume that we are in type A or C also. So the cases in which Kotwitz's work of counting points works. And so we get an algebraic group over ZP by looking at the, I forgot to say that there's also a self-dual lattice inside of V. So by considering the automorphisms of V which respect the Hermitian form up to a scalar, you get some algebraic group of a ring of integers and its generic fiber is reductive. Connected reductive group. Okay, and so we're interested now somehow in defining these deformation spaces of pre-divisible groups whose cohomology will then define these test functions. And so we have to somehow consider the correct type of pre-divisible groups with extra structure. So let S be a scheme on which P is locally nilpotent. And then a pre-divisible group and gives this collection of data the name curly D. A p-divisible group with D structure, I mean, it's what you think, so is some triple, which I just abbreviate by saying it's p-divisible group. So you give yourself a p-divisible group of polarization and an action of OB. So this is polarization. And this is principle. And this is an action of OB. And such that some of the determinant condition holds. Determinant condition. Okay, and so we get the deformation spaces. So I should really say that, in fact, S should really be a scheme over the ring of integers in the reflex field to make sense of the determinant condition. But anyway, so if H over K is such a p-divisible group of Q structure. Where K is some perfect field, then you can consider def H, its deformation functor, and this is representable by a complete local Noetherian ring, Noetherian WK algebra. RH. But now, contrary to the case we discussed yesterday, so it's not true in general that this deformation ring will be smooth. So if the data you start with are unramified, then relative. What? Yeah. So S is an OE algebra where E is a reflex field. An OE scheme, I should say. And then I guess I want K to be sort of also an OE algebra, so there's a morphism from E to K. Well, it's still true, I mean. I mean, there is some larger base ring which you have in there because you have OE inside, but yes. And E could be ramified over QP. But really, if D is unramified, then this guy is really smooth over the ring of fit vectors. But, and also by result of Waithorn, it's true that this ring RH is a versatile deformation ring for the P to the M torsion with its extra structure. Any integer at least one. So recall that this result was somehow crucially used in proving that these deformation problems are algebraizable to deduce some finiteness properties later. So if G is ramified, then both statements fail in general. Okay. So we are really working here with Shimura varieties where basically nothing is known about the structure of the special fiber, at least very little is known about the structure of the special fiber in general. So, where am I? So the first thing we want to do is somehow classify the P-divisible groups with these structure over some finite field. And for this, I have to make the following definition that I say that H is liftable, there exists the deformation to characteristic zero, to sort of a mixed characteristic local ring. Or equivalently, if RH is not p-torsion. So. And then we have the following proposition that one can classify liftable P-divisible groups with this structure over some finite field or over any perfect field in fact, K. So these embed into a set of G of WK sigma conjugacy classes in the fraction field of this guy. But I guess in general little is known about the image. The image is, I guess, not known. Again, in the unramified case, all P-divisible groups would be liftable, and one would also know that somehow the image is described by the set VG mu, which was, for example, explained in Eva's talk. So, okay. I also should say that somehow, why do we put this condition that the P-divisible group is liftable? So the fact that it's liftable implies that if you consider the Diodonné module of K, then this carries an action of OB. Yeah, I mean, it's all those which sort of, if you map them further into the algebraic closure of K, which then lie in VG mu. Well, somehow this just means fixing sort of a P-divisible group inside the isogeny class. Yes. Then M of K is isomorphic to lambda tensor over ZP, string of bit vectors of K, S or B modules. So this means that you can trivialize the Diodonné module and then consider the Frobenius really as an element of this group of similitudes of this vector space. Okay. Yes, that's a Diodonné module. Okay, that's complete nonsense, sorry. M of H, sorry. okay. So we get the formal scheme RH, and we consider its rigid analytic fiber. And somehow we can also now introduce some covers of the space. So for K and G of CP, some compact open subgroup, we consider the cover parameterizing level K structures. So in this case, there's no nice theory of Klinefeld level structures or anything like that, so we don't introduce integral models for these moduli spaces with level structure. But now we can make the following definition, or at least we want to. So again, for a torsome element in the local vague group projecting to the rth power of geometric covariance. Or at least one, and some function on the integral points of our group. We want to define a function phi tau h living on g qp to the r to, I guess, ql bar a priori by saying that phi tau h of delta is the trace of tau times h on this deformation space, so on the direct limits of the tau cohomology groups of these xhk, sort of base change to an algebraically closed field, coefficients in QL bar. So sort of if delta corresponds to some h under this bijection there, or this injection, and be zero if there is no such p-divisible group. Okay. So that's basically just copying the definition that I wrote down yesterday for these Herod-Taylor-Shimura varieties. But we run into some problem, and I think it's an interesting question. So that somehow if G is ramified, it's not clear somehow, at least how to prove that these spaces HAK are algebraizable. So somehow if G is unramified, then using this result of Waitman, some of the same proof goes through, but it's just, I don't know a proof for this, and so this in particular means that no finiteness results are available for the cohomology of these, for these spaces. But so some of the way out is, so it's the following observation that in the end we sort of only want to use this function to say something about Shimura varieties. And some of the deformation spaces of those p-divisible groups which come from a BM varieties inside the Shimura variety, so yes? Or some geometric point. Some base change to QP bar, CP.
Algebraization is okay.
For p-divisible groups occurring in Shimura varieties. Because somehow tautologically your Shimura variety gives you an algebraization. So basically what you do is you say that you really make this definition as long as all your spaces are algebraizable, but if not, then you simply set it to be zero. I mean, of course, that's cheating, but sort of good enough for the global applications. And so, I mean, that's not precisely the definition I use for some technical reason, but so basically the theorem is that there exists a purely local definition of phi tau h. So you could take this definition such that this really becomes a locally constant function on your variety with values independent of L. And such that the Lang and Kotwitz formula, which says that if you take the trace now on some Shimura variety, so FP is sort of G away from P. Some P Shimura variety type A or C, which somehow locally satisfies the assumptions made on the local PIL data. This can be written as the sum over such Kotwitz triples, again satisfying some conditions of the volume factor times the orbital integral of this function away from P times this very mysterious function phi tau h. So we know basically nothing about it except that it exists. So somehow if we wouldn't know anything about the function, then sort of this formula would be of very little use, because somehow if the formula has some ingredient with no known properties, then it's hard to go on. Ah, yes, sorry. You have to multiply with it. As I put some local system here, you have to multiply with the trace of gamma zero on this representation. Okay. I mean, I know nothing about phi a priori. I mean. I will now state a precise conjecture about the spectral behavior of this function, but this really only determines the twisted orbit integrals of this function and will not determine the function itself. I guess any case where there's no level where you have a smooth model. So like in the Harris-Taylor case, you have a smooth model, although your group is not unramified. So there it's okay, but it's basically the only case I know. So somehow in that case, one can use this theory of strict O-group schemes of faultings and sort of get your way through. And so as long as the theory of strict O-group schemes is, you can apply this theory, you're fine. But that sort of only happens if there's a very specific condition about this co-character satisfied. The last section is about the spectral properties of this function, and so we'll state a conjecture relating the function phi tau h on the spectral side with the local Langmuir correspondence, and somehow on the geometric side, as we saw, it's related to deformation spaces of field visible groups. So this could be seen as some kind of analog of the conjectural description of the cohomology of Rutherford Singh spaces. Analog of conjectural description of cohomology of Rutherford Singh spaces. But I guess in the world of Rutherford Singh spaces, there's no completely general description of this cohomology. So sort of, say if you're in the EL case and you have some a PD visible group which is maybe isoclinic but sort of not irreducible, then some strange phenomena which I guess are not completely understood. But here, somehow in this case, we really can state a completely precise conjecture about what should happen. So for this, one has to somehow transfer this function, which again lives on the finite extension, by some kind of base change to other groups. And yesterday I used this the base change for GLN to do this. And so there's, in general, the stable base change which would take the function to G of QP. But let me start off by sort of doing it in general. So for any endoscopic triple for G. So let this be an endoscopic triple for G. So in particular, H is some quasi-split group over QP. So again, we're somehow in the local context here. Quasi-split group over QP. S, so eta is somehow an embedding of the L groups. So I guess I'm assuming that the derived group of G is simply connected, so that at least if we take the waveform, this exists. Some of the embedding. And S will be an element in the center of the dual group of H such that H hat is exactly the connected centralizer of S and G hat. And so then by the work of Ngo and Watts-Berger and others, we know some we can form all of these endoscopic transfers that we like to do. So first of all, there exists an endoscopic transfer HH living on this group H. of H. And secondly, some of this endoscopic triple that we fixed also determines a twisted endoscopic triple for G over QP to the R, so to say, and also the twisted endoscopic transfer is known. So this gives you also some function on H. Of H. So if you take the trivial endoscopic triple G11, then nothing will happen here, and here you will exactly do a stable base change, which in the case of GLN is exactly what was done yesterday. And I should remark that some of all, really what we are interested in the end, some of it's not really necessary to apply to these big theorems, because if G is a product of wave restrictions of general linear groups, then one is trivial, and two is just the statement of Arthur and Cocell. But somehow still we can state conjectures about these test functions even if our group is somehow a unitary group or symplectic group. Okay. And then one way to phrase the conjecture is the following. So what you would like to say is that for any irreducible representation pi HQP, you let me slightly change the notation so that it becomes easier to change the correct formula afterwards. So we evaluate the character of pi on the function f tau h, and this should somehow factor as a trace of tau on some Galois representation, which maybe depends on this co-character mu, times the trace this. But there are several problems with this formula. So first I should say what this representation is, maybe. So sigma mu, so you have the V group of QP. You have the associated L parameter, which maps to the L group of H. Then using eta, you can go further to the L group of G. And at least after restricting somehow to the reflex field, you get the representation to GLN. To the Weyl group of the Wyszek field. So this is some sigma mu pi. So it's exactly the same as in the global context. And maybe there is some twist that I ignore. This accounting for the twist that also occurred in the global situation. But somehow there's a problem that these endoscopic and twisted endoscopic transfers, they're not, of course, not well-defined, but also the orbital integrals are not well-defined, only the stable orbital integrals are well-defined. So it does not make sense to evaluate distributions on them, and you would rather like to evaluate stable distributions on them in general, and so if, I mean, if you want to change to some kind of stable distribution, and they're probably not associated to thing representations, but rather to L packets or something. And there's one more thing which is wrong, namely, somehow there's this element S which lives in the Stewart group, and so it only gets mapped to GLN, and so if one has to modify the action with this group, with this element S. So that really in this endoscopic world, somehow you really see the action of the centralizer of this representation that you have. So still, somehow, I guess it's not in general known how to form a stable character for any L packet. So I guess there are formulas for template L packets and maybe A packets. And so still something unclear here. So, but at least let me say that if G is GLN or a product of Weyl restrictions of GLN, the conjecture as stated first makes perfect sense. And so maybe I should give a second formulation of the conjecture, which should really be true. So, someone makes use of the stable Bernstein center. And one unconjectural way to define the Bernstein center is that it's the set of regular functions on the variety of conjugacy classes of some L parameters phi from the Weyl group of QP, I guess, to the L group of H. And take conjugation under the zero group. So we can define some the canonical elements beta stable in the Spurgeon center. I should give it a name. Which maps any phi to the trace of S inverse times tau on represent so sigma pi of phi. And so somehow, if the local Langdon's conjecture for G is true, we get a map from the stable Bernstein center of H to the usual Bernstein center for H. So somehow, by mapping any supercusper representation to its L parameter, one can pull back the functions. And so somehow, we get elements C tau in here. And then one way to formulate the conjecture is to say that if you convolve the central function with the endoscopic transfer of H, then it's a twisted endoscopic transfer. Really, on this side, we somehow see this central function raised to the local Langdon's correspondence, and on the other hand, it should be a transfer of a function defined in terms of the geometry. So, some of the key theorem that allows us to prove something about the cohomology of these compact unitary group Shimura varieties is now that we can prove this conjecture really of GSGLN. Or a product of Weyl restrictions of GLN. So in this case, you don't have to worry about all these stability issues. And let me give a short sketch of the proof. So we embed the situation into a Shimura variety. With certain S properties. And so somehow we still get the formula basically that I wrote last time, that the trace of tau times HFP on the cohomology of the Shimura variety is up to a constant. The trace of some of the stable transfer on this same cohomology group. So some of the Shimura variety is one which is associated to a division algebra, and so really only the trivial endoscopic group appears here and not general endoscopic groups. But now, using the results of base change for unitary groups, which in the case that we need are, I guess, Clauzel, due to Clauzel, Harris, and Labesse, And one can show that we can use the function to cut out a single representation. And then, as yesterday, we get the formula that some of this tensor, some of the Galois representation attached to pi f. is the same as up to a constant, the trace of f to h g on this pi p. And again, we can factor this f sigma of pi f times the trace of h on pi p. And so this is basically the formula that we want to have, but except that we don't, maybe don't know what some of this local whale group representation here is, which we get from the global situation. But sigma of pi f is known almost everywhere. Work of Kotwitz, and there exists a Galois representation associated to pi f by work of Harrison Taylor, and then some of the Shibutarov density we can compare the two and see that they are equal. So this proves the conjecture for pi p, which are local components of automorphic representations. And then one knows that these representations are Zariski dense, and hence one knows that it's true for all possible pi p. And so this will then give the conjecture, which one then can use for other Shimura varieties to deduce the results that I mentioned. But let me give, to end, one corollary of this method of proof. Namely, there was some sort of ambiguity in the definition of this test function phi tau h, because really only those values mattered that really occur somehow in the Shimura variety. but the conjecture basically nails down what the function is. So there really could be no ambiguity to start with. So, and this means that this means that all pre-divisible groups which might possibly occur in the Shimura variety really do occur. So what we get from this is that for these Shimura varieties that we used in the proof of this theorem, that all Newton strata are non-empty, which was reported earlier in this conference by Eva Fiemann and Thorsten Wethorn. And I stop here.